Hey guys, and welcome to the first episode of Genuine Chit Chat of 2020. I hope you're all doing great. To kick off the new year, right, we've got one of my best friends, Alex Hart, down for another episode of the podcast. Any regular listeners will recognise Alex primarily from movie podcasts, him being on the show and us talking about movies. And surprise, surprise, that's exactly what we're doing again. I won't go on too much at the start, but I would just say there are no spoilers for any of the major movies that we speak about in this chat. We talk about, you know, Cats, Joker, Toy Story, Avengers Endgame, It Chapter 2, Fighting with the Family, How to Train Your Dragon, Zombieland, and lots of other films as well. We don't spoil any of those movies, so I think almost every film we speak about in this, even ones that are older films, we don't even spoil. So we're quite careful about that sort of thing. So this is just a great show if any of you listening have heard of all the movies that are out last year, and there's loads of other movies, and you don't really know what you fancy watching. So you just want to hear a couple of mates just chat about it, because that's all this podcast really is. I will just quickly say there was an issue with recording where one of my mics didn't pick it up. My backup did pick it up, but in brutal honesty, my backup is my phone in the middle of me and Alex talking, recording. So what I've done is I've gone through it, I've cleaned up the audio quite a lot, I've changed the volumes and things, because for some reason it was an error on my part. Alex's mic didn't pick up anything at all. I know what I did, but it's annoying that I messed up after nearly 2 hour conversation. So I've had to spend a lot more time editing this, and you can hear on the odd occasion there's the odd word that may be a bit off on Alex's side. But everything on mine and Megan's side is completely fine. It's just Alex's side that's a little bit off. He was in the room with us and things, so you can hear it in the background a bit. But I just want to make sure that anyone who's tuning in for the first time, this is not the normal audio standard. You can hear in my voice in this intro, this is the usual quality of audio. I just want to preface that before people going in, just in case. And right at the start, there are like 5 clicks that I just couldn't get rid of, I'm afraid. So be prepared for when the chat starts. There's 5 quick clicks, and then that's primarily gone for the rest of the chat. So I just want to say that quickly. There will be a promo for the Games My Mum Found podcast, so I've included a link in the description for that, so be sure to check that out. And I think that's just about it, guys. So I'll be back at the end to give sort of a bigger overview, what you can expect for the year to come, and lots of other things there. But I just want to give that little preface beforehand. So thanks as always for tuning in, guys, and I'll talk to all of you at the end.
Do you like podcasts? Of course you do. You're listening to one right now. Are you a fan of retro video games? Are you a fan of listening to a bunch of weirdos complain about great games from our past? Well, we've got the show for you. It's called Games My Mom Found. We are a retro video game podcast where each week we grab a different guest and dive into a game. Some are great, some not so much. We'd love for you to take a listen and join our hilarious antics. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Probably the same place you found the amazing show you're currently listening to. We'd love for you to tune into Games My Mom Found. New episodes up every Monday.
Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton.
I had to make sure I drank a big coffee before we went and saw Star Wars, because I thought it might genuinely, like, legitimately murder me if I fell asleep in the film.
And then you liked it more than I did.
I did.
Yeah, best one was asleep, because I love falling asleep a few times.
I feel asleep all the time, but just not at films at the actual cinema.
I'm awful in the evening. If it's something I really want to watch, I won't watch it in the evening.
We don't watch movies in the evening anymore, unless it's the cinema, because we go... Nowadays, it's like, if we want to watch a movie, we basically do it on the weekend.
Yeah, it's too late. I'm too tired during the week.
I'm out. Dead. But this is why I watch films this year, because I'm getting older now and I'm falling asleep. So I'm putting on films for Sean and Beth, because they've not seen it. So I don't mind falling asleep, because I wake up and go, how was it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I think I still haven't quite... haven't yet watched... it's like certain films like The Godfather and things like that I still haven't watched.
Oh, what?
They're amazing good films.
Movies, yeah, both the first two are meant to be.
The second one is one of the best.
It's weird because you go on, like, I think it's Rotten Tomatoes, and it's like Godfather 1 and 2 are both equal. They're both like 100% or 99% or something.
The second one's even better than the first.
Yeah, it's one of the only films with a sequel, is some people say.
I don't really remember them, but I remember enjoying them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The third one's okay. It's still above most films, still cut above the rest.
Yeah.
But it's. I rewatched Filth this year.
Filth. Oh yeah,
I've not seen Filth.
It's a good movie, but it's really weird.
So weird.
You've seen Sorry to Bother You, haven't you?
Yes.
Love that film. What was that?
That was
your bottle falling. Just giving birth to a bottle.
Yeah.
It's a turtle.
It is a turtle.
Nice.
And the money.
Match the tattoo.
The money that
this goes
towards. Right? Yeah, the money goes to the conservation of sea turtles.
Oh, lovely.
Sponsored by Chili's.
I didn't buy it. My friend bought it for me, but yeah.
I got Beth to feed giraffes for our Christmas present.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that is cute.
At what zoo?
Noah's Ark.
Is that in Wales?
Yeah, Bristol.
No,
it's Bristol Zoo. You go towards Bristol Zoo and take a ride.
Well, there's another zoo.
There's three zoos in Bristol.
That's good, because Bristol's not that far from you, is it?
No. An hour and a bit.
Yeah, Alex only went up to the Lake District recently as well.
Yeah, so, we climbed Helvellyn.
I don't know what that is.
The third highest mountain in England.
Really?
We did What's it at half 5 in the morning.
Highest is...
Snowdon?
There's the three. It's the Three Peaks Challenge, isn't it? Yeah, Snowdon.
Scaffold Pike.
Scaffold Pike, that's the one. That's maybe the most grueling one.
Yeah, it's the so Snowdonia is so easiest from hardest. You got Ben Nevis, which is the highest, but probably the easiest route wise.
Yeah.
Whereas those are all in Wales.
No, that's Scotland. Scotland, Ben Nevis. Then you've got Snowdonia in Wales, which is, you know, not bad.
And then, you've done Snowdonia, haven't you?
Me and Alex did Snowdonia together, yeah, with his sister. Adam,
yeah,
and who was that? Is Adam, Jacob, your sister, yeah, and us two, wasn't it? Five of us.
Yeah, I had to laugh. We're not recording.
I have started recording. Yeah.
Oh, you have started recording.
Yeah,
man. He's a sneaky Pete.
I am sneaky Pete.
Oh no, that's cool. But no, yeah, I think we did Helvellyn. We got up at 5:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
We were the first people to summit for that day, other than one douchebag that was like just ahead of us. But I think he did it every day probably. But the thing with Helvellyn is you can't see the top for like 3 hours. So every bit of top, you're like, oh, that's the end of it?
Yeah.
No. Carry on. Oh, that must be the end of it. No. And it was grueling. And I think you have to get past like a lot before you can get
to the
top.
How long did it take you to get to the top?
I think we summited in 4 hours. I think it was. But then we hit the prevailing winds on the way down. And I've never... ever experienced anything like that. It was so bad.
Was it dangerous? Were you feeling?
Yeah, really dangerous. I got some films I'll show after, but it was, I mean, proper on that day. And then the snow, I think it was snow and the rain came down quite thick.
Hmm.
We had lovely weather. I mean, like the best weather back in Wales. It was a week of just pure rain.
Oh.
And we were up the Lake District. And we had blue skies. The only day that it rained was the day that we went out to Scotland. It was amazing. Helvellyn is a fantastic hike. But then when we were coming down, there was people coming up with kids and stuff, absolutely poorly dressed, a lot of them. They didn't. And they were asking us. They were just, I don't know, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. What a weird number to say, 12 minutes. They're only 12.5 minutes from the car park.
Exactly. No,
they're only about 15 minutes from the car park. And they were asking us, oh, it's not much further, is it? And we were like, you're joking. And there was this man with his like wife, and they weren't dressed in anything appropriate with their little son. And we explained to them, and they were like, oh no, I'm going to have to turn back. And then they started having arguments, so we just walked away. And then we were coming down, and I'd not stumbled or tripped or put a foot bad the whole way up, right? And it was steep at the top. It was so icy, black ice the way up. It was frozen up there because it was -6.
What's the only thing you put in your feet? Crampons?
Crampons, yeah, yeah. We didn't use those. But
really?
Yeah, we didn't think we needed them. It was mainly rocks and stuff. It wasn't like pure. The snow was right at the top, but this is just a lot of ice and stuff. So we were just very careful. But coming down, not even on a bit of the steep or anything, first, like proper family we came towards as a mum, dad, two kids, and a ginger kid. And
two kids. And yeah, a ginger kid. Because ginger kids don't count with a normal kid.
No, definitely not. It's just, you know, fun, isn't it? but I tripped. And stumbled, but I didn't strip like, you know, you just collapse. I started going forward because of the angle of the path, I was building up momentum, so it looked like I was kind of like dashing. And, I mean, at this ginger kid. I mean, the parents are there behind him, and this kid's looking at me, and I'm just like stumbling faster and faster. And luckily, I just flipped my body to the left and just missed him. My head was like that to his head. I nearly literally headbutted this little ginger kid. He must have been about 10 years old. And then she was like, oh, I was going to ask you if you didn't need any walking poles. And then I was just like, well, obviously, that's, you know, that's a trip then. But I hadn't done any other time, so I'm sorry. But yeah, no, it was really embarrassing. Yeah, the later trip was fantastic. And yeah, Scotland was amazing as well. We didn't have too much time in Scotland because we had the 8-hour drive back. but Edinburgh, Glasgow, I got to see Danny and a lot of my friends that I hadn't seen since America.
Oh, wow.
Really nice. So yeah. That was pretty nice. I got to see my friend Murray, who's been fucking since 2015. Can I swear, by the way?
Yeah, you've been on the podcast several times before, Alex. You can always swear on it.
You know what, these things change. This is parental guidance.
Nah, you can say, fuck, you can say cunt, you can say whatever you want, mate.
Whoa.
Dropping a C-bomb.
But no, yeah, it was really, really nice. But I have had a really busy year, which is why I think films have taken a back. You know, I said, fall asleep in the evening, so I let my friends watch the films that I've already seen, so I can ask them how they think of it at the end.
I'd love to do that with Megan, but it's the opposite. The thing is yeah. If I put on a film, Megan's going to fall asleep.
I'm just so tired. Like, even right now, I legitimately think if I laid on the sofa right now, I would just fall asleep. I'm so tired.
Yeah, well, I got up early to leave. It took me 3 hours to get here this morning. It was lovely driving stuff, but I haven't eaten anything. I'm off coffee. I'm just this coffee face. Yeah, I wouldn't be awake.
To be fair, all I've had, I had cereal and then I had coffee and a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had...
But it had, like,
cereal
blueberries
and
in it, so that's healthy in it.
Well, yeah, definitely.
And I had lemon. So.
Well, I was going to say, I had an edge drink, which has no sugar in, but it was lemon flavour, so that's like I threw in it.
Yeah. Now you're drinking a Yazoo.
I haven't actually started drinking it yet.
Well, that's
so
rude.
I may save it for later tonight. I know, I love them, but the problem is, as soon as I open it, I'll devour it in seconds. But I was going to say, I mean, we might as well start talking about movies a little bit, because yeah, it's been a busy year, but the thing is looking at it all, if you take out all the Disney Marvel,
yeah,
that's probably about half the film. So I'm just going to very quickly just relay, like, 20 films that are the notable ones I think we know about, and then after we can talk about them. But it's funny because it's like the Disney ones, just to start with, yeah, we got Avengers Endgame, Dumbo, Aladdin, Lion King, Spider-Man Far From Home, Captain Marvel, Toy Story 4. So we got all of them, and the other films that are out this year was It Chapter 2, Ready or Not, How to Train Your Dragon 3, Irishman, Detective Pikachu, Fighting With My Family, Shazam, Zombieland 2. They're the ones that some of us have either seen or we're going to talk about. And then there's only a few others that were... Because there was like Brightburn that you mentioned. There was Godzilla.
Yeah.
There's been a few, but this year's been, I think, one of the weakest years for films. Mainly because Disney have just pumped out loads of live-action remakes that aren't as good. And then Star Wars obviously ended, and you haven't seen that yet, and I won't be spoiling it or anything, but that's a bit of a disappointment. But Endgame was incredible, but that was another end. So it was like a lot of things are just finishing off.
Yeah. It hasn't been a strong year for big films, I'd say. The cinema films haven't been the biggest of the successes, but I think the smaller films have been better for me this year.
Yeah.
Catching up with films previous years that have been smaller, that have gone under the radar. Netflix have had a fantastic year with the things that they're producing. I think
even series or movie wise,
movies,
like, really.
Irishman was a strong contender. Obviously not a film for everyone. Marriage Story, which is up for film of the year.
Oh really? I haven't even heard of that.
That's the new film. It's only just come out on Netflix. I'm sure it's a Netflix original film, but that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
really good. Very heavy watch, but some good comedy in it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Midsummer, that's the one film that stood out to me.
Yeah, really, I was going to say, because I did kind of want to watch it, because Midsummer and Yesterday, they're two very, very, very different films, but those are two films
exactly
that...
the same, to be honest.
Same thing. Yeah, one's about a world without the Beatles, and the other one is about a woman going into a cult, so it's...
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, I did want to see Midsummer, but it was just... It felt like all the films came out. There was like droughts of no films for ages. And then it was like, okay, this 2 week period, there's five films out. It's like,
well, yeah,
what? Because like, even now, there's Star Wars, Cats, Jumanji Frozen 2, and Frozen 2. Yeah, Jumanji 2, Frozen 2, Cats, and Star Wars all out in the same like week of each other.
Well, yeah, Star Wars and Cats came out on the same day.
God.
The fun fact for Cats, I don't think many people know this, is actually The Wicker Man is the sequel to Cats.
Well, I haven't seen Wicker Man, and nor is Megan, so that joke is being lost on us, I'm afraid.
No way.
Yeah. You've
never seen The Wicker Man?
I don't even know what it is. I've never even heard of it.
I know what it is, but...
How do we work with these people?
Oh, yeah. I know that the artwork for the Steelbook is made by that dumb mum.
Right, let me try the joke with another film. Have you seen Kill List?
No. Have you seen House of the Cats? Yes, I've seen that.
It's not that culty. trying to think of it like a proper cult film so I could reroll that route. So
yeah, but the thing is, Megan's probably not seen a cult film.
I haven't seen a cult film.
Okay, alright.
Not seen many
of
them.
Think of Hot Fuzz without any comedy and the end part of it. Like, oh, you know, killing people off. That's a bit of a cult, isn't it? That with Cats.
Yeah.
Cats. Right.
Well, Megan's seen the Cats stage performance.
I have seen Cats.
So she knows the plot. I don't know the plot at all. I just know this.
Well, you see, I know the plot. Bearing in mind, when I saw Cats, I was obsessed with Cats the musical when I was like it was when I was like in year 5.
Yeah.
I became really obsessed with Cats, so the film, not the animal, but like, I don't remember what happens. I don't remember any of it. So it's going to be a surprise for me when we watch it tonight.
It's on Now TV. They've just put the original theatre, you know, they got all of the best people back.
Because I used to have it on DVD.
Yeah.
So you can watch that. There isn't really a plot, is there? There's not a film in it.
I think the premise of it is that
they're trying to get to the higher place, aren't
they? Want to get to the higher place, and there's an older cat, and yeah, nobody likes the older cat because she's old and like withered.
She's a withered cat.
And then there's a younger cat who's a bit of a playboy.
Yeah, the whole film is about cats on heat, though, really, isn't it?
Realistically, yeah.
It's
like a bunch of poems, isn't it? It's based on a bunch of poems.
Isn't it about that the thing they're worshipping is more actual aliens than God? Isn't it? Because I heard someone... I saw some post on, it was either Reddit or something like that, and people were basically saying, it's funny with the new film of Cats coming out, most people don't actually realise it's a story about cats fighting each other to basically get abducted by aliens.
No, it's a cult. It's more like they worship this one... thing,
yeah.
And they think that if they get chosen, they'll go off to have a better life, which I think is just, they're just going to be sacrificed basically and put into like a bit of character.
Well, I got no idea. So, I mean, anyone who's already seen the film is probably going to be going, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Because I got no idea.
It's hard to explain. Well, the first time I saw Cats, so I heard the joke in, what was it called? What's the South Park people that made the film?
Team America. Yeah.
So the joke from that, you know, I've watched it and I was like, I need to know what that joke means, because obviously it says he gets raped by all of the cats from the play.
Yeah.
So I went and watched the film from that to go,
Megan, I've seen Team America.
I have seen Team America.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
So you haven't seen that and you haven't seen Fight
Literally
Club?
Literally every single time you say it, I have seen
you
it.
You haven't seen that and you haven't seen Fight Club.
I have seen both of them.
Nah. She's seen Fight Club but doesn't like it.
Hmm?
She doesn't like Fight Club.
Why?
Just don't like
you can have your own opinions, but it's wrong.
I think that's almost word
for word.
That's
pretty much the general consensus. Even after I watched it with Becky, and even after I watched it, I didn't like that, and Becky was like, what? I didn't like it.
We'll have to rewatch it.
I don't really remember it that well now.
We'll have to, at some point in the future, we'll have to rewatch it, but it's not on our to-do list. The Matrix is the thing that you need to watch soon. It's not what you think it is. Like, even Alex, right, he's a massive film buff, and yeah, even he'll say,
I've never seen The Matrix.
You need to watch The Matrix. I'll let you off the last one.
What, Fight Club?
Fight Club's not in The Matrix.
No, I know. What do you mean the last one?
Matrix Reloaded, Matrix Revelation.
I see. No, I see what you mean. I'm really tired.
I'm not going to show all three.
I see what you mean. The last one of The Matrix.
The first two are well worth the watch. And once you've seen them, you can broaden your horizon.
Well, I'm going to show the first one, see what she thinks of that. If she's not that into it, I'm not going to bother the second
one. I've seen bits of it.
That doesn't count.
I've seen bits of it, but it was in Italian.
The second one, basically scene to scene, in interpretive dance.
Yeah. The funny thing is with the second one is for a while when I was younger, because obviously Matrix is out in 1999, which is such an incredible time for film actually that year. But The Matrix, it's so good. When I watched it when I was, I think it was about 14 when I first saw The Matrix movies. Stop dropping your fucking bottle and making the noise.
What, because it made such a loud noise?
It vibrates the floor, which makes the mic vibrate.
Yeah, and I hope everyone enjoys that noise.
Well, was the last time
you're on? They're hearing now.
Well, I was editing an episode that me, Megan, and... Please stop kicking
I don't mean to. I don't deliberately kick the mic stand.
It was basically, we were with Megan's friend Nick and his girlfriend Kira, so our friend Nick and Kira, and I was just editing the episode today, the part two to get released tomorrow, and in it there's a part where they, for some reason, you know ASMR, which is like the YouTube mouth noises stuff?
Yeah,
exactly that. Yeah, none of that, guys, please. Well, they were doing it. They did it for like 30 seconds straight because I mentioned it. Something got brought up about it, and they went, oh, is this what the things that your viewers like? I'm going to get right behind the pop shield and do it really loud. Is that that all? And it's, and I've just been editing it, and it's really annoying, and I'm going to have to preface the
intro. You just
have
to do this to yourself now, because...
In the intro, I'm going to have to say, just to warn everyone, if you hate mouth noises, don't listen to this podcast, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah. And you've just done it to this one as well, so that's your own fault, mate.
Yeah, but I moved to Wales, where it's like 100% phlegm in how they speak.
It's
like clowing.
Yeah.
We were watching the Welsh Channel the other day.
Oh, yeah. Pontypool, or whatever it's called. Was that a place?
Did you enjoy it?
not really.
It was really confusing. It was really confusing because A, it was in Welsh, and then B, every so often they say phrases in English, and that freaks my brain out because I'm like, did they say that in English? I'm not 100% sure, but I think I understood what they were saying.
All you need to know around this time of year in Wales is Nadolig Clawen, Pen Peter.
Is that Merry Christmas?
Dickhead.
Brilliant.
So yep. That's a really good one.
Yeah, it was a pretty weird watch that Welsh thing, but have you, out of interest, back to the movies, have you seen any of the live action remakes apart from Dumbo? Of as it, cause we you showed me the Jungle Book, which was cracking.
I still haven't seen that.
Was, Jungle. That was John Favreau.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, John Favreau, who actually made the Lion King one. But have you seen Lion King or Aladdin?
No, but I've listened to the song of Will Smith only because the Robin Williams one isn't on Spotify, so I have to listen to
the Robin Williams one isn't on Spotify.
No, they've taken all his songs off. All the stuff he's done, song-wise and films, they've taken his stuff off. So I have to go with the Prince Ali from...
I wonder if they're going to...
That's so weird. No,
but I imagine they're probably going to release... I think I've already guessed it. They're going to release a Robin Williams biopic about him, I can guarantee. Yeah. And then they're going to have all this music, and they're going to release a special album, which is songs of Robin Williams, to go along with that soundtrack. Playing, he's got a daughter. He hasn't got a son, has he? Because his daughter's called Zelda.
Like a documentary-ish-esque film, like... My Neighbour, whatever it's called.
I don't know. Is that the one about Little Peep?
Little Peep?
There's like a rap documentary about the rapper who killed himself, I think it was.
Tattoos. I'm thinking of the one that Tom Hanks has just done.
Mr.
Banks.
Yeah, not Mr. Banks. It's the neighbourhood one because it's Mr. Rogers, isn't it?
Mr. Rogers, yeah.
He is in a film with Mr. Banks.
That's Saving Mr. Banks. Yeah, that was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, no. Sure.
Quite a few years ago, actually.
Yeah, I don't know who would play it, but yeah, they did two films on him, didn't they, recently?
Yeah.
On the guy cast as Mr. Rogers.
Well, they get Will Smith to play Robin Williams in his biopic.
Huh?
Can we get Will Smith to play Robin Williams?
Yeah!
Can you imagine the outrage?
To be fair to Will Smith, though, like, although granted no one can replace the original genie in Aladdin, because Robin Williams was that part, he made it his own. But I think Will Smith did a good job at playing the genie.
The song's fantastic. I do listen to my car sometimes. It comes on. I've got quite a musical section of my car. And because I obviously went on to listen to the original Prince Ali, I've listened to the Will Smith one now 100 times. So I actually do enjoy some of the bits.
The only annoying thing is that it's really auto-tuned.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because Will Smith is a good singer. Like, he is a good singer. So it's really frustrating that they've auto-tuned so much of the songs. And they've done it in all of the Disney remakes.
Yeah.
Especially in, I know that this wasn't this year, but Beauty and the Beast. Jesus Christ, I was auto-tuned the fuck out of that film.
I cannot stand that film.
Yeah, I
like the original. I didn't like the new version.
I loved it. I love the original, but the new one.
I'm not that fast in the original.
What's her name? Emma Watson.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand her.
No, she is.
She's a fantastic actor. I went to see a pantomime the other day with school. We went to see Peter Pan. That's some cool people, and that's some people calling it shit straight, you know?
They're cool people.
There's a guy, I don't know what his name is, Rob or something, from Coronation Street. I actually watched Coronation Street, we know what the fuck I'm talking about. But that was really good. But the only thing in the whole Peter Pan pantomime, other than the annoying kids in all the other aisles and the teachers just letting them do fucking throwing shit at everywhere, was that Peter Pan himself was absolutely shit. So everyone else is really good. Hook and all the pirates and stuff. Then you have Peter Pan, who's just a twat. And it's just like, how did you go so wrong?
Yeah.
And like, Peter Pan is Peter Pan.
Yeah.
It's not Hook. And Hook was the best part of the film.
Hmm.
Yeah, so don't go see that.
Well, I wouldn't. I hate pantomimes.
No. I know you don't.
Oh, fuck off.
Nice, well done.
That was good, but I can't stand pantomimes.
I like pantomimes.
No, I hate them.
I should keep the wire.
You can touch the wire, don't matter. Like, I'd probably say, if you keep knocking the wire, if you keep knocking it, then it may make a little bit of sound.
I'll just swing this leg the other way. but back to films. No, I haven't seen Lion King.
Yeah.
Again, it was on top of my agenda.
I wouldn't bother.
To be honest, I've seen... There's been six actually, because there's Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, The Jungle Book, Lion
Cinderella?
King.
Cinderella?
Yeah, they did a remake of Cinderella.
When?
Yeah, it's got, what's the name, Hilary Duff in it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It came out...
They did a film, didn't they, Cinderella, in Disney at 2003 with Hilary Duff and that guy.
I think that is the one I'm talking about.
Wait, no, what? Chad Michael Murray, is that his name?
The blonde guy, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
That's not called Cinderella.
Is that the Cinderella called... story?
Yeah, it's something...
That is
a banger of a film. That's the one where they go to the masquerade ball and she has that shitty mask and he doesn't recognise her, even though it's literally just across her eyes.
Really duff, man.
They're making a new Lizzie McGuire, though. I think they're remaking it.
Guys, 2015, Cinderella with Cate Blanchett. I told you.
Yeah, but we're talking about Cinderella story, 2004.
Yeah, that's a great
this
film.
This is literally the Disney remake of Cinderella.
I don't ever remember that coming out.
Alex. Huh? Yeah, I do remember that film.
Yeah, it's 2015.
Like, I don't remember that.
More importantly, you're routinely exploited by a wicked stepmother. The downtrodden Sam Montgomery is excited about a prospect of meeting her internet beauty at the school's Halloween dance.
Helena Bonham Carter is the fairy godmother in this, and the guy who played Robert Stark is the prince.
I've never even heard of
it. You're talking about Cinderella still.
Yeah. The remake, the 2015 live action one.
Have you got this? The evil mother in Cinderella story is Stifler's mum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What, from American Pie?
She's Carmen Electra, isn't it?
Is that American Pie? Is that her name?
Yeah, it's American Pie. But yeah, I haven't seen Cinderella, the remake.
I didn't
obviously.
Even know that there was a remake.
The King is actually in Cinderella Story.
Cinderella Story is a great film.
So is Lynn Shay, which is the evil lady, not the evil lady, the older lady in the Conjuring movies.
Oh, yeah.
She was saving movies back in the day. Wow, this film's fantastic. No way, Simon Helberg is in it as well. The
What's
man.
Its rating?
Huh?
Not very high, I imagine probably about 6.8 or something.
Let's have a guess. What do you think? Let's do both. Let's do the Metascore critic, which is always very low, yeah. Regardless, right?
53 and 6.8, that's my guesses.
Okay, 61 and 6.9.
6.9, fucking hell, right?
I personally think it's a great film, so I would say like 7.5, yeah, but I don't think IMDb would think that.
It's such a Prime movie. You can watch it on Prime movie.
No, thank you.
It's 5.9 IMDb rating by 76,000 people and 25 Metascore.
Wow, that's brutal.
But actually, Robert Duda thought it was a modernised for a fairy tale generation. That's really nice. It's actually a lovely movie.
I don't need you to read off reviews about the Cinderella story.
One bad review, but they're all tens. They're generally all tens, and I'm waiting for one. Sorry, guys, you have to wait. This is very important. Adequate, but loved it. Love that. Inoffensive.
It is a great film.
Bad.
Not that bad.
True fairy tale. Good, but predictable.
Well, yeah, it's literally a Cinderella story. It's like one of the most well-known fairy tales.
There's not actually a bad, utterly lame teen comedy. We found the first bad one.
There we go.
Yeah. I
was going to say, with the Disney films of them, Jungle Book is the best remake, I'd say. That is generally cracking. Have you seen the Mowgli one?
No, I did see that on Netflix.
Apparently it's really good.
I haven't seen either of them.
Because I thought it was going to be really dark, and they were going to take a dark undertone, which apparently it isn't. But it's still 12A, and I've got a gripe against 12A films that are trying to be dark.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be dark.
I think A Woman in Black is one of the only ones that can actually get away with being good.
Yeah, but now if you go on Amazon Prime, it's still 15. Like, I've been trying to show it to kids at school.
Yeah.
I've got to fucking watch this. Like, you know, it's going to be a fantastic movie. Like, especially for like, movies and stuff to look at.
Yeah.
Because there's a few of the kids that we did a bit on movies in my lesson. And I wanted to watch that because we were doing genres, and it's hard to show a younger age horror films.
Yeah. Coraline, maybe?
I fucking hate Coraline.
But then there's that film, The Box or something.
Is that the one with Cameron Diaz?
No, that's Room.
Yeah. No.
You're thinking the one where they push the button?
Yeah, where they press the button. That's called The Box, isn't it?
I don't know, but there's one that's 12A, and I was like, oh, it's really hard to show them what it is. But then now if you try and watch the 12A version of Woman in Black, you can't find it.
Because I thought it was
gone up to 15 now.
I thought it was on DVD as a 12.
Yeah, it is, but I ain't got the DVD.
Yeah, the
on Amazon Prime is 15. On everything you can find on is 15, which is bloody annoying because it's a great film to kind of show people that why it's a horror.
The
Box is Cameron Diaz. It's the one where they have the button, and if they press the button, they'll get $1 million. But if they press it, somebody they don't know will die. It's the dilemma with trying to do that. It was wank. It was so
For me, there's no dilemma because I wouldn't do it. It's a very simple. You put me in the room, I'd be like, I'm never pressing this button because no human life is worth £1 million unless I know for empirical fact they're a scumbag. Like if they're like a paedophile who's raped several children and things, and yeah, I'll kill him and get £1 million.
I mean, it's got 5.6 on IMDb anyway.
But apart from those really extreme circumstances, it's not easy to kill someone for money. But back to something lighter. I was going to say with the Disney films though, I find that Dumbo. The thing is with Dumbo is that the original Dumbo doesn't have as much plot as the other remakes Disney films. No. So it made the most sense to remake it. And Danny DeVito kind of saved the film for me because he was the only good part about it. Yeah. But it was just a really, really bland film.
It was so bland.
I liked it.
I thought it was alright. I didn't mind it. I just thought it was bland.
Firstly, there's a big chunk of it I missed because I was so fucking bored. And that was a choice to sleep. It wasn't me just going, oh, I'm really tired, I'm going to just close my eyes for it. I was like, this is absolute dog shit. I'm going to go to sleep. Even, who else is in it?
Colin Farrell.
He's one of my favourite, Colin, yeah, it's Firth, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell?
It's Colin Farrell. Colin Firth is the one who's the posh guy, isn't it?
Colin Firth is the one from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yeah. And
he's the British actor.
The King's Speech and Kingsman and stuff.
I'm thinking of Will Ferrell. I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
But, I love him. He's one of my favourite actors. And I just thought he was just so...
Bland.
Okay.
Everything about that film was bland.
He's the one with the one arm, isn't he?
Yeah.
I was just...
It was also... The thing is, and then we watched Aladdin. I thought Aladdin was actually the best of the three, the most enjoyable. It wasn't very needed, but I thought the music sounded really cool for the most part. Visually, it was really stunning, and it made sense to remake it with humans in live action because obviously it's such a human-orientated film.
Yeah.
But then you watch Lion King, and you're like, what was the point? Because only Lion King is... I know Aladdin's a similar age to Lion King, but Lion King is still like 94, so it's still only like 25 years old, which in film isn't that long. And then they remade it, just not cartoon, and they made it like half an hour longer. And the only thing that makes it better, it's worse than the original in every way, except Timon and Pumbaa are more funny. Because it's played by Seth Rogen.
Liked Timon and Pumbaa in The Lion King, but I prefer the original by far.
I prefer
Timon and Pumbaa in the original. I find a lot better because...
Yeah, their chemistry is awesome.
The weird thing about The Lion King, though, is that because... It's meant to be live action. So live action is real, isn't it? What live action is meant to be, as people, but it's all CGI. And the thing that takes it away is that the whole thing with the cartoon is that you can see the emotion. Obviously, I'm assuming that everybody will have seen The Lion King.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So when Simba's dad dies, you can see the emotion in Simba's face, whereas in the remake you can't because they're real lions.
Well, they're real lions,
CGI lions.
Facial expression. Yeah, so it's... I heard that it's just hard to then attach yourself to it.
Because
at the end of the day, there's no... And we, you know, 80% of our communication through our face, probably a bit over-exaggerated that, but, you know...
A good amount
is taken in by the facial expression.
Well, that's why autistic people often have an issue with people, because autistic individuals have a harder time reading facial expression, obviously
that's one way of recognizing if someone has autism.
Yes,
yeah. So
it's missing social cues and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I down this Yazoo, right?
Yeah,
I'm busting for a pee.
You can go.
Is there a way I can kind of sleazy and easy?
Yeah, carry on? You could just slip. Drop. I'm just going to watch you. Slide under that.
You're sliding out like a slug.
I could help and move the microphone a little bit.
No, it's fine. I made half myself a down at Yazoo and I regret it.
There you go, mate. Go have fun. Now that's just badmouth Alex because he sucks so much.
I hate him.
Where's the toilet?
It's on the right.
Just open a door, and if there's a toilet in there, use it. If there's a bed, don't.
If there's a cupboard, don't.
You can go to the cupboard if you want, mate.
Okay, found it.
Are there any actual like Disney films you'd want to see remade?
I'm excited to see the Mulan one.
That's a good point.
I'm really excited to see Mulan being remade.
That's probably one of the best ones to remake because it's action-y and the action scenes will work better live action than cartoon.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind, and this, like, it's an underrated film. I wouldn't mind seeing The Hunchback of Notre Dame remade. And that could be actually really, really, really fucking dark because, I mean, the Disney version is really dark, but it's so massively underrated. It's such a good film. That's going to go on my list. I want to watch The Hunchback.
Yeah, we can do that because I think I've seen it once when I was really young, so I can barely remember.
I remember rewatching it at uni and thinking, Jesus, me and Joe and James, my housemates at uni, we went through a phase where we started watching all of the Disney films from the beginning.
Okay.
And we were watching them in order.
Yeah.
And we rewatched The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it was one of the greatest Disney films, but hardly any people have actually seen it because it's so dark. I think people don't like it as much. You're going to struggle getting back.
I'm watching Alec, like you're trying to get that touch of the microphone. It is very...
I mean, this is pretty impressive.
That's a good way of looking at it. Come on, Alex, you can do it. Careful not to kick the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I didn't want to hit anything.
You can do it, Alex.
Well done.
Oh, has he even done it?
He smashed it.
Cool. Fantastic. It's like you never left. It's like you never left. We're just talking about like Disney films we want to get remade, and we both...
Mulan, not needed.
Well, see,
I'm excited for the Mulan
film. We actually disagree. We think, because the action scenes make the most sense.
I am excited for the Mulan film. However, it's weird because they've changed it, and there's like now some weird voodoo magic in it.
Witch.
Yeah.
There's a witch.
I have a feeling it's not going to be as good as we want it to be, but I think it's actually going to be one of the better of the... Because Lion King was completely unnecessary.
Also,
Aladdin, they didn't change enough.
I'm worried that they're not going to have... I'll make a man out of you in it, because haven't...
How are they going to defeat the Hun? How are they going to work together?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm worried about, because they don't mention anything about the Huns.
Well, let's get down to business.
Well they don't...
To defeat the Huns.
Yeah, and he's not called Genghis Khan. He's called Shere Khan. That's the...
Shere Khan is the tiger in the Lion King. The Jungle Book, I should say.
Jungle Book, yeah. It's something like that.
I corrected myself.
Good.
It's something similar to that, though, because it says it in the trailer. It says his name.
They got rid of the dragon and...
Have they actually completely got rid of the dragon? Or is he just, he's not in the trailer, but...
But this is the thing as well, is that I'm worried that they're not going to have that song, because that song is the biggest song from that film. Because they have Reflection in the background, so that song's going to be in it. To defeat the Huns.
Every time you're in a podcast with me, Megan, someone ends up singing.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a living musical.
Yeah, well, if you win some, you lose some in this life, and everyone's won, so...
I'm hopeful about the Mulan film, even though I don't think it's going to be as good as I want it to be. I think the action scenes would be quite cool, but I don't really know if there's any other... Because Megan not said... Needed. Well, Megan said, well, you're in the toilet, that Hunchback of Notre Dame is like a really underrated movie, and that she'd love to see that remade. But I haven't seen the original since I was about five.
I like the Hunchback.
Yeah.
Is there any that you'd want to be remade? I'd rather they didn't remake any of them. Just made new ones, because Moana and all the new things have been absolutely incredible. So why do they keep remaking them?
Update or make a second one is Treasure Planet.
Ooh. Oh, I've heard of that. Or Atlantis.
I remember that film. I definitely have seen it, but I can't really remember it at all.
That and Atlantis, they're the two films I can Atlantis barely is another remember. One.
The best thing about that movie was when it came out, and when cereal boxes still had PC
the little toys in them.
Cards. No, it was a PC.
Yeah, do you remember? It was the mini disc, wasn't it?
Yeah, PC ROM, and you have it at the front of the cereal box.
Yeah.
And then a PC mini game on them.
Yes.
You play them. And
I played that game when I hadn't even seen the film at the time.
You had ships, and you were going left and right, and you had to jump, and there was three mini games on there.
Is that Frog Run stuff?
Is Treasure Planet the one with the blonde kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the guy with the big, like...
Does he sand surf? Is it sand surfing?
Yeah, well, it's not. It's sky surf.
Sky surf. Yeah.
He's surfing in the sky. That film would be fucking sick, because not many people have seen it, and not many people remember it, and it is so, so good. The visuals in it are really good. It's early 2000, maybe it's like 1998 or 2000.
Have any of you seen The Pagemaster?
No.
Which one's that?
It's got Macaulay Culkin in it. It came out in 1994. It's about a kid that is raining outside, and he goes into a library, and then he ends up getting sucked into the books.
Oh, wait there.
It is a banger of a film. Me and my brother were absolutely upset. I mean, it's got 6.1.
What's that Red Indian in the Cupboard film? Do you remember that?
No.
What? What did you just say? Something in a cupboard?
Isn't that a Red Indian where he's like...
Thing is, I don't think I've seen a single film with Macaulay Culkin in it.
Home Alone?
I haven't seen Home Alone, any of them. I haven't seen My Girl.
I haven't seen the whole of Home Alone. I've seen My Girl, and that is the first film to ever make me bawl like a baby. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ, I can't watch that film.
Pagemaster, me and my brother were obsessed with. We had it on VHS.
Got Christopher Lloyd in it.
Yeah, I remember Pagemaster.
Wait, scroll down a little bit.
No, 4, yes, I do remember it.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
We loved it. It was so good.
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen, what's that? Obviously, Sword and Stone's a banger.
That's a good film.
Oh, they're remaking Lady and the Tramp, aren't they?
The Dinosaur Story. That was good. The song was good in that. Richie Rich. There we go. The Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh, it's actually called that.
It's called An Indian in the Cupboard. It's about an Indian in the cupboard.
As in a Native American?
Yes. Everything.
I see.
A young boy growing up in Brooklyn receives an odd variety of presents for his birthday: a wooden cabinet from his older brother, a set of antique keys.
It sounds like a world's shittest joke.
From his mother, and a tiny plastic model of an Indian from his best friend Patrick.
Classic Patrick.
It comes to life, and yeah.
I think I've heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
I think I've heard of that, but I can't say I'm very.
There's one point where he opens the cupboard, I remember it now, and there's Darth Vader fighting a T-Rex.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember it, and there's what's his name, RoboCop, everything.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet,
cool.
The thing with remakes is I find that unless it's like a really old film, there's never really a point. Like I think we were talking about this before we started recording. Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. If they redid that with the guy who made Evil Dead and Don't Breathe, or Jordan Peele who made Get Out.
Is The Birds a horror film?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an Alfred Hitchcock film from like the 50s. I think it's 59 or something.
He's the one that did American Psycho.
Yeah. And North by Northwest.
Just Psycho.
Oh, sorry. American Psycho is Christian Bale.
Psycho is the one with the shower curtain
Norman Bates.
And I've seen that one.
It's black and white, but I think the blood's visible. Is that right?
No, the blood is still black and white, but because obviously it's like more transparent on that film, so he has to use chocolate instead.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, because I think The Birds, you watch it now, and it's still a good movie, but it's so dated because the birds are paper mache.
It still, to this day, creeps the fuck out.
I've never seen it.
It's so good. It's basically the theory if all birds decided to just kill everyone, the amount of birds that outweigh how many humans there are, it would...
So, it's what Cravendale went with. You know Cravendale the Milk? They did Cats with Thumbs, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, that's a remake of The Birds, isn't it? kind of
counts. I mean, a really niche milk advert from several years ago being compared to a 59 yeah, classic.
You know, you've seen him in the advert. He's there shaving his fingernails so he could probably stab someone, come at you.
Well, in The Birds, I remember it was a thing, wasn't it, where you basically just hear the wings flapping. And yeah. There's a scene I remember where there's someone who's like, he starts screaming and you see like this vague swarm go in really quick and then you hear flapping and then the people run into his flat, the birds will fly out and then he's just on the floor with his eyes pecked out.
Yeah, man.
It's so like...
That sounds horrendous.
It's a very freaky fucking movie.
It's a 15 and it's something from the 50s.
It's very scary.
It's so clever. Like, the idea of it is absolutely brilliant. Oh, it's just amazing. Yeah, but I've not seen many Hitchcocks. I think I've only seen The Birds
I think the only one that I've seen is Psycho. Is there an Alfred Hitchcock... There's something about a train, isn't there? He's got a film that's something about a train.
Is that North by Northwest? I hadn't seen that.
But you've got... No. So they did... if you've not seen Rear Window, you've probably seen Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf.
I know the film because I've seen the Simpson parody, so I know the premise.
But yeah, no, Rear Window was... They did... Shia LaBeouf did it. There's a horror, teen horror film a couple years ago called Disturbia.
Yeah.
Not the random song. But that was a really good movie. It's just someone come pines at the house and then they think that the neighbour's a murderer.
Yeah.
Like most people do, to
be fair. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Strangers on a Train.
What Strangers on a Train? I know, Strangers on a Train. That's what I'm thinking of, Patrick. Oh, right. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, the
Strangers on a Train.
Or whatever it is the one with the plane, isn't it?
I haven't seen any of them. I've only seen The Birds and I think Psycho.
I think I've seen... I watched that film with my housemate at uni because she was studying it in English.
I don't want them to remake any, like, these niche films that came out, like... They did. The Sandlot is in my top five movies of all time.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of The Sandlot? What film?
The Sandlot.
It's called The Sandlot. It's about these. It's one of the. You need to watch it. It came out in 1994, I'm sure of it, my birth year.
Yeah.
It's about these kids.
Sandlot Kids, yeah, I've seen that. I had to watch it in PSHE last year.
Oh, really?
It's about the ones that play baseball.
Yeah, it's the old one, yeah? With the dog.
Yeah. The one that's, like, locked up in the garden.
The ball goes over.
Yeah. The Sandlot Kids, yeah.
It's called The Sandlot. They changed the name to The Sandlot Kids.
Or do you remember the name wrong?
No, it's called The Sandlot. If you look at the original posters, it's Sandlot.
Oh.
The Sandlot.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well, I watched
The Sandlot. No, they changed the name.
Yeah, Sandlot Kids. Yeah. I watched that in PSHE last year. We had to show it. It was on the curriculum.
Look, here, Sandlot. What
did
you change
your
name for it?
I don't know, but I've seen that film.
It's a good film, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's in my top five films of all time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
A film that
I don't want to touch that because they've done a couple of them. Little Rascals, do not
touch. I was talking
about The Little Rascals yesterday because what did I say?
You said that you love it. I haven't seen it.
I made a reference to The Little Rascals and nobody understood. And
it was
just like,
it was me, Jazz, and Reese and Joel.
I can't remember what reference I'm. Oh, I was Mike. It was because someone was talking about putting something out with water and then they were doing the impression of being lifted off the air. And I was like in The Little Rascals when he's got the fireman's hose and he lifts up in the air and yeah.
And that kid's Annie from Star Wars.
Anakin Skywalker, Jake Lloyd.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They made a Little Rascals film in 2014 called Little Rascals Save the Day.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. Better than expected. Not massive by any means, but... Why did you touch the damn
The Little Rascals is one of my favourite childhood films.
It's amazing.
I've added it to my list. I've got a list of films that I want to show Mike, and The Little Rascals is on there now.
Oh, what a film it is.
It is a great film.
It's one of those legendary films. There's loads of films coming up now while I'm searching.
It's that little film where he's on the boat and he sings, doesn't he? And he's got his stupid little spiky hair at the top. Yeah.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Alfalfa. Matilda. It's a really good film.
I only saw Matilda. I saw that
the first time he watched Matilda was when we were at your house.
We watched it like...
And he wouldn't let us watch Babe.
I just said I didn't really want to watch it because I've seen it loads of times.
Matilda's my favourite origin superhero film. Homeward Bound, both of them I think are fantastic.
I haven't seen either of them.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
the one with the dogs and the cat?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Over the Range or Out of the Range, whatever it's called. I haven't seen Over the Hedge.
The soundtrack, Over the Range, is awesome. So is the soundtrack to the one with the sewers and the rats, or Flushed Away.
Flushed Away is a great film.
Because that's made by Aardman, who made Wallace and Gromit and things. Yeah. That's a great, I love
Beethoven, that's a good film.
I've not seen
Beethoven.
That's
with
a
big dog, isn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen that.
With the slobbery
dog. There's a really niche film. You doubt you've ever seen it. It's called Radio Flyer.
Mm-mm.
Never heard of it, mate.
It's a Disney film, okay, they made back in like 1993. Let's have a look. Radio Flyer, it's called. Not many people, it's 1902, yeah. Not many people know about this. I'm sure it's Disney. They did two films that not many people remember. One's called The Boy with Bruce Willis, and his younger self comes to his door because he's a cunt, basically, now. And his little kid basically teaches him about life again. It's a really emotional film, to be fair. I'm sure that's Disney as well.
Oh, Becky's filming me. Go away. I'm doing something to tell you, busy.
Peasant.
There was another Disney film called like The Little Toaster or The Happy Toaster or something.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. It's got like a face on it. It was like the flying toaster or something, or the magic toaster or some shit like that.
Okay, I don't think it was Disney, to be fair. But this film called Radio Flyer, I'm sure it used to be shown on Disney. But I don't know. But this film was so emotional, and I think it was. I don't know why I associate it with Disney, because it kind of makes it pointless talking about now because it's not Disney.
It's not pointless talking about it. It's just you've now kind of gone off because you guys have been talking about like kids' films and things. Like
it is a kids' film. And it was shown on the Disney Channel. So I remember it growing up. But this film's dark. It's about an abusive father.
Ooh.
And one of them wants to, you know, fly away in this radio flyer that he creates. And it's a fucking dark movie. And I remember watching it as a child going, where's the fucking enjoyment in this? It's an amazing film. I rewatched it a couple of years ago, but I was like, how did Disney ever fucking put this across?
A film that I haven't seen that I mean to that I keep being told is great is Stand By Me.
I love Stand By Me.
I've never heard of it.
The Stephen King book, The Body, is based off of.
Have you, you've seen Way, Way Back, haven't you, Alex?
Yes.
I love that film.
I watched it recently, and it was really good.
Oh, so good. It's not one of those underrated films. Like, you try and search for it now, barely anywhere sells it, because I lent my DVD or Blu-ray to someone, and I don't know who I lent it to, but I haven't got it back, so I just buy another copy. And it was like, because I want to show Megan, it's not on any streaming service. It's nowhere. You can't find it.
Quite recently.
It's really annoying, because like, it's made by the studio who made like, Juno and
The Sunshine. Sure, it's on Amazon Prime at the moment.
I told Chloe about it. I told her to watch it too.
It might be now, but it was one of those things because we got Amazon Prime, Now TV and Netflix, and so we were trying to look for it and I just couldn't find it anywhere, so I just bought it. But I love it so much I do want to own it. But it's just like, it's made by the people who made Little Miss Sunshine and Juno, and a lot of people have seen Juno and quite a few people have seen Little Miss Sunshine.
They're both great films.
But barely anyone's seen Way, Way Back, and it's like, oh, Way Back's even better. It's so goddamn good.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
Love it. Sam Rockwell makes it.
One film I think came out this year, let me just check.
We'll say it anyway.
Is that the guy at the
Beautiful Boy?
Yeah. Beautiful Boy.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Beautiful Boy, yeah. No, I came out last year. Well, I watched it this year. That's with Steve Carell and...
okay. Oh, that's not...
The guy from Timothy Clement. No, is that his name?
Don't know, mate.
This guy.
I don't recognise that
Timothy
kid.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
What film
is he? Call Me By Your Name. He's in Lady Bird.
I haven't seen either of those.
He's in Interstellar as a little kid. He's in The King that's on Netflix.
I've seen Interstellar, but it's such a long film that I've barely seen. Megan hasn't seen that.
I haven't seen it.
But,
Do you recommend Megan watch Interstellar? Because we think, me, Jasmine Reese, we think it's like one of the best films ever.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very good. You need to be in the right frame of mind to watch it.
It's like 3 hours long and it's a lot to deal with.
It's not one of those films you can just stick on lightly in the evening. I'd say give yourself a bit of time and then prepare yourself, right? But I haven't answered it. I did a lesson on one of the kids in my school. I got to teach him for the afternoon, just one-to-one. And he loves space and space and all this different stuff. So I made a space helmet with him and a space ship. And I had for 3 hours, I put the Interstellar soundtrack on.
Nice.
And it was really good because I had a big speaker in the school room and it just worked really well. And
that's cute.
The soundtrack is really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, Thingy did it, didn't he?
It's not Thingy Williams, is it?
No, not John Williams.
It's the other one. It's okay. You can touch the mic stand occasionally.
You're allowed to, whereas I'm not.
It's the person who did the soundtrack for Christopher Nolan stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
because it is Christopher Nolan movie.
On my Spotify currently is In Time from my Inception.
Yeah, because obviously everyone knows Inception because of that.
Hans Zimmer, that's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. It's Time by Hans Zimmer from Inception.
Because he did 2001 Space Odyssey, didn't he? Is that Hans Zimmer?
No.
Who's that?
Don't know.
I'm pretty certain that one of the big Kubrick movies was Zimmer. I'm pretty sure it was. Because I know because Hans Zimmer makes me think of space, and I'm pretty certain that's why.
Yeah, but because it came out in 1968, I don't think it was doing it back then. Maybe completely wrong.
I made it, to be fair. You're more likely to be right about this than I am. If I check, because...
I'm doing it now.
Oh, man, that actually disappoint me. Let's see. Well, you check that.
The soundtrack is fantastic for 2001 Space Odyssey. Obviously, everyone knows the main song.
I'm going to check, because Hans Zimmer, I know his name, but I'm trying to remember what he's actually done.
I know his name as well.
He's done so many.
Batman and...
Gladiator, Interstellar, Da Vinci Code.
I thought it was Hans Zimmer. Lion, done some of the he did Disney Lion films.
King, Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, Last Samurai. He's doing Dune as well. That film coming out. Dunkirk. Oh, the new Wonder Woman movie. Rain Man. I think
Rain Man is such a good film.
Pearl Harbor. I think you're right. Yeah, he's been doing it way too recently.
Oh, The Prince of Egypt. That was a great film.
I haven't seen that. Oh, Batman vs Superman.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he started about 1988.
Yeah, that was definitely way off. He did that wrong. Still haven't watched Rango yet.
And Megamind.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen Rango or Megamind. I really need to.
Yeah, but Hans Zimmer is, you know, the best composer of all time for movies.
I think him and John Williams are both the best. I think John Williams, the thing is that he is very much his own sound, and I do find the problem thinking about it is that when you hear it, it sounds so much like him. Like, now when I hear Jurassic Park or E.T. or anything like that, it all sounds quite much like Star Wars does in the way that it's got his feel. So I think he's kind of losing it now because it sounds so much like him. He's almost typecast himself.
I don't think John Williams does any soundtracks now, does he?
He did it for the most recent Star Wars, but I don't think he does anymore. I think he probably was in a contract to do that because he didn't do Rogue One or Solo. He just did the main ones.
At the Mayflower next year, they're doing John Williams night. But they're playing loads of music that John Williams has done.
Well, they did the Jurassic Park last year. They showed Jurassic Park and they had the live orchestra doing it.
They did that for Star Wars as well at the BIC because I was going to get tickets for Mike for that.
It's Richard Strauss and Johann Strauss the II. They're the ones who did 2001 Space Odyssey. Yeah. So it's someone that we'd never fucking heard of.
No, I do know them.
Yeah, I know of them because obviously, it's Richard Strauss's... what did he do? Well, he was a composer up to like 1949, so I imagine he's probably done a lot of stuff we've all heard, but it's all in German names, so none of us are going to recognise it. So
I didn't like the film that much.
I enjoyed it. I just thought it was like a one-off. Do you know what I mean? Like, you watch it once, it's like, I don't really ever need to watch it again.
Oh, no, I love just listening to it. I put it on the background. That's one film I would happily have on and know that I didn't need to give my full attention to because I've seen it, but also have the sounds and how raw the sounds are right now. I really like that effect. So some films, like if you're doing stuff in the house, sometimes I'll just play music.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nice to listen to stuff that's on the TV, and there's certain films I can put on and know that I can do stuff.
Yeah.
Come back, have a cigarette while watching like the bit that, you know, have a break and then go back off and do, like, I do a Social Network.
I was going to say, because Social Network is your number one rewatched film, isn't it?
Oh, Christ. I think I've watched that film probably the most of any film I've seen, like,
Watchmen is one of the films I've watched the most. Watchmen, yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
Though. Oh, what an amazing series.
I haven't watched any of it yet, because I need Megan to see the film, Watchmen, but...
Not necessarily.
Yeah, but I want her to see it.
Yeah, but then also explain about the differences between the graphic novel and the film, because obviously there's a lot of things unsaid in the series.
Yeah, but I didn't read the graphic novel. I read like half of it and I hated it.
You might get confused.
The problem is I watched the film, and then I read the graphic novel.
The best way to look at it is watch the film, but then understand the ending of the graphic novel so you know where to carry on.
What is the ending of the graphic novel different?
Completely different.
Really?
Oh, like, way off from what happens in the...
Really?
Well, not way off, but yeah, very much so.
Okay, we won't spoil it, because the ending is quite big in it. But I'm going to have to look up that stuff then. It's weird, though, because...
I can spoil the end of the graphic novel because it's so old, and it won't affect the new stuff.
Yeah.
Because you need to know that going into the
series. So obviously I know what happened in the original, so I won't say that.
I won't say that because you want to watch the film, and I love the film.
Yeah, the film.
As much as it's got flaws, the film's fantastic.
It's so good.
But they took the end in a different way to make it fit in with the tone of what they were doing.
Yeah.
Can we say what happens in the end of the graphic novel?
Yeah, because we are going to watch the series.
At the end of the graphic novel, they drop a giant squid lands on New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
What someone causes that to happen, like Manhattan or something?
No, it's just a giant squid lands in New York.
Is that how it ends?
Yeah, so the
why does that happen?
Like 5 million people die.
What?
I'm sorry, what kind of film is this? Because
this is a graphic novel.
Okay, basically, there's a graphic novel called The Watchmen, okay? And it's hailed as the greatest graphic novel that's ever existed.
It's the only graphic novel in Forbes' 100 top best books.
Yeah, the storyline is so good that people basically say it's one of the best stories ever written. He's the one who also, Alan Moore, he writes a lot for DC, but he doesn't write Batman comics. I think he helped write The Killing Joke, actually, which I haven't read. But he also did V for Vendetta, which is another great movie, and that's a great graphic novel. But
what's it there?
What, the giant squid?
That's the one from the graphic
So what? Is it a space squid or something, or what?
Yeah, it comes from space.
So just what? Why does that? Why does Dr. Manhattan not stop it, or is that kind of the point? Because obviously, without spoiling it, where Dr. Manhattan gets a little bit ostracized and he kind of gets banished a bit. Does he get banished? That happens, then he comes back, or what's that relevant? How is that relevant to anything else?
I don't spoil it too much.
But is that how does the series then start with them basically talking about the squid that's fallen down?
I don't want to ruin anything for the series, because the series, it was, so it started off a bit rough, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people completely disregard it after the first episode because they were like, this is a Watchmen.
Yeah.
This is totally different. You know, you have to understand it, everybody's known it's freaking 40 years on from it.
Yeah.
But
oh wait, so it's 40 years after the plot of the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Way off. Years after, right?
Oh, okay.
People just might get back together with that.
Well, you don't have to go too deep into it and ruin it. It was more just like, I didn't realise the ending was different, and I didn't realise it was that different, because that is not even remotely close.
No. They changed it because it didn't fit in with the way it does.
Yeah, because I think the Watchmen, the graphic novel Watchmen, is it's got so many different subplots and things going on, whereas the film is more about Rorschach, really. It's basically just Rorschach and Dr. Manhattan.
That's Rorschach's journal is the how it starts in the graphic novel. It's his reading of the events that would happen. So the end of the film, I'm not spoiling anything, you know, it's Rorschach's journal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in the graphic novel, there's a few subplots that say, unless you watch the director's edition of Watchmen, you don't get to see the anime that's in the film as well.
I was going
to
say, because that's the ultimate cut, isn't it? Because you've got, there's three cuts of Watchmen, no, four cuts. There's Watchmen, extended Watchmen. I think all the DVDs are just extended anyway by default. Yeah. That's only about 5 minutes difference. And then there's director's cut, which is like another half an hour. Yeah. And then there's the ultimate cut, that's like another hour. But in that ultimate cut, it's the director's cut plus a 15-minute animation thing.
Yeah, it's about half an hour film, but they split it throughout the film.
Oh, okay.
The bits in the movie where there's people talking at the
newspaper, because that's in the graphic novel, because I remember that.
Yeah, it is two different, and that kind of goes into hand-in-hand with the series. But a lot of people disregarded the series because of the first episode.
Yeah.
It was so different. But then the second to last episode of this season is one of the best things on TV I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
That impressive, like... Absolutely flawless. It was fucking amazing.
Because I absolutely love Watchmen. It's one of my favourite films ever. It's so good. And it really annoyed me because so many people hate it. Most of my friends hate it. And they were like, I don't really know why.
You know, they took a lot of risks in changing a few things from the graphic novel. And some was just... Because what they said was when... Because they tried to do The Watchmen in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And there's a scene you can watch from the first ever trying to do the film. They did a bit with Rorschach.
Yeah.
And who's the actor from Game of Thrones? You got like Scabies. Not Scabies.
Jorah. The one who played Jorah.
Yeah, he was going to be Night Owl. And they did actually a screen test of them, you know, him doing it. And it's really weird. because when Alan Moore wrote the novel in like 1984, whatever it was, basically, everyone said you can't turn it into a movie.
Yeah.
You can't adapt. You can't adapt it into a movie. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's going to be criticism because fucking what's his name actually did it.
Yeah.
Which you know.
That's why he hated the because Alan Moore hates the film, doesn't he? Alan Moore hates the film.
He hates
everything, doesn't he?
He doesn't like anything to do. He wants the Watchmen to remain the Watchmen. He doesn't want merchandise. He doesn't want, you know, so it's very hard. There's not much merchandise. Like with DC and graphic novels, normally there's tons of toys.
Batman and Superman, they're probably the most famous symbols in the whole of comic books.
For Watchmen, there's nothing. There's generally nothing. You get a few posters, a few hot toys that are the comedian, a few of them. There's very niche little things and stuff you can find in the Watchmen, but basically, there's nothing.
Mm.
When the first series came out, I think it was a watch and some badges that came out, which is unheard of. I've got all the original graphic novels from 1984. Separate comics. I've got all 12 of them.
Yeah,
and I've got some badges with it. And I'd never seen I love Watchmen. It's my favorite thing of all time. Mm. Like graphic novel.
Yeah,
and I love the movie. But I never saw these badges before. It took me ages on the internet to find these after a fucking promo thing for the
wow.
But yeah, no, there's nothing for the Watchmen.
Yeah, it's weird. But we'll stop talking about the Watchmen now because...
Yeah, so we've just gone on to Watchmen. Quarter past three. And
yeah.
I've just spoke about 45 minutes of the Watchmen.
Just explain the whole plot of the Watchmen.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks as always for tuning in, guys. Part two will be out next week for a continuation on the chat. I was planning on releasing the whole chat as a one-off special, but the problem is due to the mic issue that I mentioned in the intro, it was just so much work. Like, it's currently quite late on a Sunday, and I only just managed to get half of it edited, essentially. So I do apologize for that, you guys. I can't remember if I mentioned it in any of the chats or anything. I was intending to release it as a one-off special, but I am sorry anyway. What we've got coming up, apart from obviously next week where we talk about movies and stuff a lot more, I've got the chat with Janine Mercer. That's recorded, and that it will should be ready to release next week. Apart from that, I haven't actually got anything else recorded at present. I've got quite a few things in the pipeline to get recorded. I'm planning on doing an episode, Star Wars Episode 9 review, but I think that's going to be on the Comics and Motion podcast, which is part of that big Star Wars collaboration that I did one of the episodes for before Christmas. So, you know, be sure to go check those out with 20th Century Geek and Comics in Motion. We've got like this collaboration thing going on. If you check out our social media, you'll be able to see it here, there and everywhere. And obviously, as I say, episode 9 review will be up in a couple weeks' time. We have to record it first, but it should be up in a few weeks' time. Then I've also got something secret in pipeline regarding comics that is going to be mentioned at some point going forward. It's probably not going to be for many, many, many months yet, but I just thought I'd say, hey, something exciting that I can't tell you anything about. Huzzah! and then, yeah, I mean, I've got podcasts with returning guests sort of booked in or in the pipeline. I've got more collaborations to come that I want to do. I've got other podcasters who are going to get involved in this channel. I've got, obviously, my usual friends and things should be around for the ride. I think I want to do another episode with my buddy Reese. I want to do probably another episode with Megan at some point, even though obviously she was in this episode, more of an episode directly with her. It's going to be a mixed bag, I'm going to say, because this January I'm going to try and sort my sort of stuff out, but the thing is, having a podcast that's really guest sort of reliant means that it's kind of a hard one, because what I would like to do ideally is literally just email everyone I want to have as a guest and get them all booked in for like every, you know, 2 weeks or so, and then just have almost my entire year done. But the problem is that most people I've tried contacting, if I contact them and the schedule isn't within the next like 2 months, a lot of the time people don't even want to book because it's too far ahead. So that has happened. There's a guest that keeps trying to come on, but every time I try and plan things, it keeps falling through, even on the day, which is getting a little bit frustrating. But I'm hoping to still have them on as a guest, but we'll see about that. Yeah, I mean, I'm also tempted to, I've never mentioned in the past before, about starting up a Patreon. I haven't really figured out if I'm going to yet. I was thinking about doing, you know, my own little review show once a month or something, just talking about movie reviews and stuff, but I haven't really figured it out as of yet. I will say, in this chat, me and Megan actually spoke about, she hadn't seen The Matrix, she hadn't watched Team America in ages, she hadn't seen The Jungle Book, and we hadn't seen Cats. But we have actually watched all those now, and we watched Cats a little bit after watching Star Wars, and I've watched Star Wars twice now. I like Star Wars a lot more the second time. It was a lot less disappointing the first time around. So I actually quite like Star Wars Episode 9. I'd still only give it like a 7 out of 10, but it's still a good movie. Cats is probably the worst film I've ever seen in my entire life, apart from a horror movie called Fear.com, which was just abysmal. But me and Megan went and watched Cats with Megan's mum, and Megan's mum liked it. Me and Megan absolutely despised it, and we almost walked out the cinema, but because we were with Megan's mum, we basically couldn't. So don't go see Cats, it's horrendously fucking terrible. Ugh, just angers me even thinking about it. And then Megan watched Matrix, she thought it was good but didn't love it, which is fair enough. We watched Jungle Book, which we both really enjoyed, even though I've seen it before, so that's great. Watched Wreck-It Ralph 2, which is Ralph Breaks the Internet. That was really good. I'd probably say it's as good as the first one, really. And we watched Arthur Christmas. That was a fantastic Christmas movie. I really recommend people check that out, even though now it's after Christmas, so no one will going to watch that, but Arthur Christmas is a great one for next year. We've made our way through all the Harry Potter films again. We're going to watch the 8th one tonight, I think, and then we'll have watched them all in the space of like a week and a half. But yeah, we've watched a lot of movies. We've finished the series The Mandalorian, but as people may know, I'm English, so that's physically impossible. So by some magic, I've managed to watch it all. We also finished the US Office, finished series 9 of that the other day. We've been watching Rick and Morty. We've been watching End of the Fucking World series 2. We've been watching The Good Place. So a lot of cool things. And if you follow on social media, I do reviews for most of these things. I don't think I've done a review for any of them except The Mandalorian yet. I'm planning on doing Ralph Breaks the Internet at some point. And then, I don't know, I'll probably do the US Office at some point. I'll probably do The Good Place when that finishes, series 4. Maybe Rick and Morty, don't know. it's kind of hard to review a show like Rick and Morty in the same sort of way that one would review like The Mandalorian and things, but we shall see. Make sure you guys follow on all the usual social media places, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Instagram is the place I post the most, and also I post on my story there, which I think does get put across to my Facebook story, but I do have a tortoise called Wicket who is adorable, and I often will post about her in my story. So, you know, check out my Instagram for tortoise videos as well as movie reviews and snippets of episodes and general photos of my life. And yeah, I think that's about it really, guys. Or I'm just gonna make this gigantic end already longer than 6 minutes long, even longer, so I'm gonna stop doing that. I really appreciate everyone listening, especially this far into the chat, you know, right to the very end. You know, anyone who checks out the show, I really appreciate, and it's a small show, and any spreading via social media or word of mouth or anything is always really, really appreciated. And if this is your first time tuning in, I would recommend check out the back catalogue. If you just want to hear movie podcasts, I've got loads about movies. If you just want to hear stuff that's really serious, really funny or whatever, I've got them all covered. Essentially, there's so many different subjects I've spoken about. You can flick through on a podcast app, or if you go on YouTube, which barely anyone listens on YouTube at all, my numbers are far, far better everywhere apart from YouTube. But if you go on YouTube and you check that out, I've got playlists up, which things kind of fit into genres. So, you know, I've got a movie one, I've got a science one, I've got religion, I've got ones that are just more funny, I've got ones that are about mental health. You know, I think I've got about 9 playlists of just, a lot of them are in more than one playlist, I want to clarify, but I just thought I'd kind of, if anyone's new and they don't know where to start and they really like the show and they like me, haha, thank you. Then I'd say, yeah, go on YouTube. You can, if you really only want to listen to one sort of specific thing, go back, check that out. Or hit me up on Instagram or Twitter or any other social media. You can even email me if you desire and just say, I liked this episode. Do you have any recommendations for your show and other shows? And I'm more than happy to recommend other people's shows as well as my own. So, yeah. Okay, this outro is now over 7 minutes long. I'm really sorry, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you all next week.